Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Let me say it again.
The 2020 election was the most secure
election in American history.
Let me begin by asking a very simple question. Do we know the truth about what really happened in the 2020 election?
I think millions of Americans know something went wrong, and they have little pieces, and no one's really put it together.
I'm agnostic on this question, and I am awaiting more information.
If I believed the president were a Nazi, I might steal an election.
Bold accusations require bold evidence, and they haven't seen it.
We have been working on something big.
Show me the money.
Can we meet? I've been working with Greg Gillis. He has a deep background in election intelligence.
True the Vote has the largest store of election intelligence for the 2020 elections in the world. No one has more data than we do. We identified in Atlanta 242 mules that went to an average of 24 drop boxes. But Philadelphia alone, we've identified more than 1,100 mules.
What is a mule?
Person picking up ballots and running them to the drop boxes.
This is not grandma walking her dog. Bad backgrounds, bad reputations. They are interested in one thing, that's money.
And in no shape, in no way, in no time, is that legal.
This is organized crime.
Do you have video evidence?
4 million minutes of surveillance video around the country.
What you're about to see is disturbing.
So this is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Don't we all vote at 1 o'clock in the morning?
On one night, this person, this mule, went across six counties to 27 different drop boxes.
I call it the Mexican Mafia, seriously, because they work like that.
This is jaw-dropping.
What you showed is frightening.
It's just sickening to me.
Now we come to the most important question of all. Was the magnitude of vote trafficking enough to tip the balance in the 2020 presidential election?
It's not a leap to say this would have made a difference.
They have ruined Election Day in the United States of America. That's provable. And that's enough for me to fight the left with every fiber in my body.
Without free and fair elections, we are not a democracy. We are a criminal cartel masquerading as a democracy.
Roger Stone will respond on the other side of 2,000 mules and how devastating it is, and so many other big, giant issues that are coming up. It was easy to take America over when we were asleep. But now that we're awake, there is a tug of war happening over the very soul of this nation and all of our futures. You're not going to have to wait to get hurt by tyranny. They got $40 billion for Ukraine, but don't have any baby formula. And power outages are rolling across the nation. This is the Great Reset. This is the Build Back Better. This is the bringing us to our knees, as authoritarians do throughout history, with a modern form of feudalism as we march towards a high-tech version of Venezuela. But InfoWars and others are standing and fighting, and we're going to win because we don't have a choice. And the good news is there is a giant awakening that is exploding right now. And those of you that watch and listen to this show, let it sink in, because these aren't just words. You are the frickin' light in the dark of the night. You are the tip of the spear. You are the resistance. And I am so honored and blessed and proud to know you, the listeners and viewers and activists and crew and guests and family that is InfoWars. We will never back down. We will never submit. And in the words of Colonel Travis, victory or death.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it out of the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Victorious Roger Stone. And we have got a lot to cover with him in the 45 minutes we have. Then the last segment I'm going to hit, incredible PSYOP propaganda, recruiting for PSYOPs by the Pentagon. Wait till we cover this Ghost of the Machine in the last segment ahead of Kate Daly taking over for an hour ahead of the War Room, 3 p.m. Central with the great Owen Schroyer. Don't forget weekday mornings, 8 a.m. with the amazing Harrison Smith, American Journal. Okay. I want to cover the waterfront here. I want to get into 2,000 mules and the total proof of how they stole the election and the red herring they used of electronic voting fraud. I want to get into the incredible developments with the $40 million money laundering package of Pelosi. The bill was introduced 2 hours later. It was passed while there is no formula on the shelves all across the country and inflation explodes. I want to hit these amazing developments where everybody Trump's backing is winning. Most are good candidates. Some are bad. But, hey, they hate Trump for a reason. He is energizing the base. And where Roger thinks Joe Biden's going to go, how they're going to get rid of him, because this is just blowing up in their face even worse than they wanted it to. They wanted to blame him for their collapse, their takeover, their cashless society. But the Davos group and the globalists are getting the blame for their minions. So they are in full panic mode. And yes, CNN, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Oh my gosh, the secret messages of Roger Stone and Alex Jones and the Oath Keepers. And we've penetrated into the Trump White House. Oh my gosh, they're all going to jail. Total made up crap. Absolute BS. We're going to hit that as well and how they're running on. What are they running on? They're running on the Russia war that is unpopular and the majority of Americans don't want to be in national polls over 80%. And they're running on January 6th while they terrorize chief justices at their houses, firebomb and shoot up the AG's office in Virginia. And it's just back in the newspaper. Oh, you know, the pro-deathers, you know, threatened and shot up the AG's office. Big deal. Oh, they firebombed the pro-life center in Wisconsin. Oh, they ransacked and tore one apart in Portland. Big deal. These are what good people do. Psaki says they're angry, mostly peaceful. So incredible moment to be alive here. And Biden saying that he controls all three branches of government. And Psaki says it's true. Pigs fly. So we have reached the level where they're the ones smoking their own propaganda. They're the ones smoking their own dope. And it's a very dangerous moment because it's degrading quickly. Roger Stone, I just threw a lot out there, my compadre. Which area of this would you like to tackle first, my Frankly Speaking host on the Frankly Speaking Network. Very popular show. Congratulations on that. You got General Flynn coming on here in, I guess, a day or so. I'll be on with you on Monday. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, Alex, I'm reminded of that scene from the movie Patton, where George C. Scott is paying General Patton, and Patton is overlooking the battlefield, and he says, "God, I love war." I'm a happy warrior because we're fighting for the Republic. The tactics of those against us are the dirtiest I've ever seen in 40 American politics. It is disinformation and lies. Reuters reported months ago that the FBI thoroughly investigated both you and I, and they correctly found no evidence of conspiracy pertaining to the events at the Capitol on January 6th. But the legacy media and the fake news media and the crazed grade B leftist media have seized on this theme where they try to use guilt by association in both regards to you and me, now insinuating that because there is a chat room someplace that these messages are somehow secret or hide some evidence of crime. When you're prominent, people can add you to a chat room at will. Doesn't mean that you participate. It also doesn't mean that there's anything inappropriate if the chat room was set up to coordinate the logistics of perfectly legal appearances at fully legally permitted events where our First Amendment's rights of free expression were utilized and where others' right to assemble was exercised.
And by the way, Roger, as you know, I barely use Signal and stopped using it because it was weird that anybody that was in there could basically contact me. But I probably used it 10 times maybe. I was never on those chats back at the time, but I know my security folks looked it up and they coordinated some stuff on the 5th about, okay, you're running security. We're going to come through this way. We're going to leave that way. Here's the exits. Here's the safety plan. And you said you've reviewed yours. That's what you have found in yours as well. But we turn on the national news and it's the smoking gun of all these horrible things we did and the proof that it goes right up to Trump and the rest of it.
Yeah, look, it's an absurdity. They're trying somehow to connect Donald J. Trump to the violence at the Capitol. If they can do that through some means, through some witness, through some individual, then they seek to disqualify him for running for president. That's what this is really all about. So Roger Stone, Alex Jones, others, Ali Alexander, we're just guys to be flipped or guys who must know something, which, of course, we know nothing about. Any of the illegal.
And that's why they run these fake headlines that I'm flipping, you're flipping, Ollie's flipping. Ollie got a subpoena from a grand jury. You have to respond to that. That's not flipping when you know nothing and did nothing wrong and respond to a grand jury. Or when the FBI calls us and we call them back, that's not us flipping. There's nothing to flip on.
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. It's like those issuing default judgments against you, which is claiming, therefore, you didn't respond to a lawsuit. You didn't submit thousands of documents and hours of testimony. So it is an ongoing fraud. The expense is what's problematic. I mean, in all honesty, I'm working very hard on a number of campaigns. As you know, I'm back to doing strategic political consulting, what I did in the beginning. Additionally, I now have a show every day at 5 o'clock at frankspeech.com. It's called The Stone Zone. General Flynn will be joining me tomorrow for the show. You're coming on Monday. It's at 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. As you know, doing a daily show, even for 1 hour, is an enormous amount of work. But I have to be honest with you. What I take in from all of my economic endeavors does not even come close to the total of my legal bills, my medical bills, my veterinary bills, now that I'm treating a dog with cancer.
And that's what they're really doing, is they want to destroy us as a message to everybody else to not stand up. But we're going to lose everything if we don't stand up anyways. And I don't think the intimidation is working. What do you think all this Democrat bullying and firebombing, what do you think it's going to do?
Well, the left is getting increasingly violent. Does anybody think that if I doxed, I don't know, Congressman Adam Schiff's home address in the public square tomorrow, the 29 heavily armed FBI agents would not show up at 6 a.m. to arrest me? Of course they would. If I doxed the liberal members of the court and urged conservatives to go there and protest in violation of federal law, would I not be arrested? Of course I would. So they operate with impunity. The Department of No Justice is not enforcing the law. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin, who presumably controls the Virginia State Police, and a number of these Supreme Court justices' homes are in Virginia. He seems to do nothing. These people are breaking the law. They should be prosecuted. But if it weren't for double standards, they would have no standards at all. So it is. I need to tell you, every day you're being attacked. Every day you have to play defense. At the same time, you have to play offense. 2,000 mules. Talk about that on the other side.
Absolutely, Roger. And I want to go through the violence against pro-lifers and things that are exploding and how the White House is defending it. It's just, as you said, the hypocrisy. They have no values except being inverted. And it's just an amazing time to be alive. But, yes, everybody should support you. They should support me if they want to keep us in the fight, because you and I are having our most important work ever. We're more influential than ever. But with that comes all the attacks that we've got to stay on air. Infowarsstore.com. How do people support you, Roger?
Go to StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com. This helps me pay these massive legal bills between the phony lawsuits against me and the January 6th thing. My legal expenses are more than I make in an average month.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back. This is really, really important, because they can destroy our leaders, they win.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Slides portend in the midterms in 181 days with the legendary Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones, your host. But Roger, you always just throw in, hey, please support me because I know they basically bankrupted you. They're really trying to do that to us right now. I want to spend a few minutes on this so people can get their minds wrapped around this. I don't talk a lot about this. I don't try to focus on us all the time, but we've got to or we'll be shut down. You and I particularly, not particularly, other than Trump, we are the most hated, most demonized, most lied about. We are like trophies that they want to capture, like enemies of Rome wanted to capture the Roman standard or capture the flag. We are symbols of American resistance that they hate more than anybody, that they've been unable to imprison and destroy and kill by the grace of God and your support. So we are embattled gladiator champions, and I don't say that on a power trip. I mean, I'm in the frickin' arena here. This is life and death, and it is only your prayer and your financial support, your word of mouth that energizes me millisecond to millisecond to be able to do this. So that's when you call in and thank me. I'm like, hold your horses. I want to thank you. You're like a life raft. I'm in freezing Atlantic waters. I fall in the water. I'm dead in 30 seconds. It's sub-zero. I'm getting chills right now. You understand this? And then it's our children in the future. And I didn't just do all this to be famous or whatever. I did it because I hate these people and want to beat them. And let me tell you something. When I'm in these depositions with these Democrat George Soros lawyers, it's now confirmed Soros funds it all. That's going to be breaking big with all the documents soon. Bitch, too busy to get it all together to show you, but we learned it last week. They shake with hatred and look at me like they want to kill me. And then they say, I see you're raising money. Oh, we're going to investigate if you're spending all that on your defense. It's a former federal prosecutor's going, for days, just staring at you in 2 days of deposition, just hating you because you're an American, hating you because they sold out to evil and they know it, hating you because they want power over the people and you know you're standing in these evil people's way. They are enraged that they have not shut us down. They are enraged Roger Stone isn't in prison or dead. They are enraged that we keep fighting. So there isn't anywhere you can fight harder than buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, supporting our local affiliates, and sharing the articles and videos and live feeds, and supporting our guests, because everybody we have on is fighting with everything they've got. This is a war against you and your family of inflation and collapse. And they know everybody's going to wake up in the midst of it. That's why they want to silence the leaders, because they think they can then defeat you. So when you keep us in the fight, you keep yourself in the fight. And this is life and death. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products and sign up for auto ship and continue to support. Make a donation at the top and go to the Stone Defense Fund and make a donation to him, because he's a gladiator and a champion in the fight. And if you don't support us, you're helping the enemy. And I'm not bitching at listeners. I'm telling you, this is all out war. Roger.
Well, Alex, I think you're absolutely right about the fact that you and I are, after Donald Trump, two of the most hated men in the Americas, among the American left. But here's the good news. We're also two of the most beloved, because millions of patriots across this country, the silent majority, and we are a majority, understand what this fight is about. Understand this isn't just some regular partisan political squabble, but more importantly, an epic struggle between good and evil, between dark and light, between the godly and the godless. And I, as I've said in rallies across the country, if we lose this fight, America will step off into 1,000 years of darkness. The Democratic Party that was once reasonable, the party of John F. Kennedy and Harry Truman, that party is dead. It has been hijacked by socialists They, communists, people who want to snuff out the U.S. Constitution, want to lock us down, want to mask us, want to starve us with their food shortages, while skyrocketing prices of gasoline are killing working families, and the inflation is crippling. Meanwhile, they want to shut you up so you can't complain about any of it. So you have to be censored and deplatformed, and in my case, canceled. And then they use lawfare on you to drive up your legal bills. I can't go out in public because I need professional security to leave my home because of the physical assaults against me in public spaces. And I don't say that to try to engender copycats, but it's just a fact. The hysterical left is getting more and more hysterical. And the fact that they can't connect us to January 6th because there's nothing to connect us, having done nothing with it. But people read these stories and they believe this crap. An idea reaches critical mass on Twitter, which is a cesspool of hate, and it becomes a fact in the minds of demented leftists. No wonder they attack you in the grocery store. No wonder they attack you in a restaurant. So
you were here in town 2 weeks ago, and when we were leaving, they attacked.
It followed me all the way to the garage, calling me a Russian traitor. Obviously, they never read the transcripts of my trial or the disclosures by the Justice Department a year and a half later in which they admitted that Mueller had no evidence against me. The whole thing was a frame job to squeeze me to testify against Donald Trump. But
and that's a key point, Roger. They don't even care when it comes out that the dossier was fake, all of it was lies, they were illegally spying on all of us. The leftists don't even care. They just scream Russian, Russian, Russian at the dinner table and follow you down the street.
Look, the biggest scandal in this country today is the treatment of the January 6th prisoners. I just got a text message from the girlfriend of a detainee named Jeff Brown, not to be confused with Jeremy Brown. Jeff Brown is now in a 8x8 isolation cell with four other men. Unfortunately, there's only three beds, so he is the designated guy who gets to sleep on the floor. This is outrageous. His lawyer is selling him out. His lawyer gave money to Biden and Obama and Carter, his court-appointed lawyer, who just wants him to sign a confession. This is one of the greatest scandals in the nation. The abuse and loss of constitutional rights and due process of the January 6th detainees. Nobody
talks
about it.
And they plan to use that, they admit, as a model for the rest of the country, and the CIA is running similar operations in Ukraine. They plan to do this to everybody, Roger.
Well, it is a blood and feces infested gulag. It violates the Geneva Conventions, which we have signed. We are treating foreign terrorists better than we treat American citizens. This is one of the great disgraces in American history, and it has to be talked about. Those who broke the law, yes, they should be prosecuted, but they should have access to legal defense, and they should be treated humanely.
And Roger, all of this is the backdrop. While the left does far more running around terrorizing, firebombing, shooting up the AG's office in Virginia, and Psaki says that's a good thing, basically.
It's extraordinary. As I said earlier, if I doxed members of Congress, I'd be arrested in a heartbeat. There'd be 29 FBI agents at the door tomorrow morning. But when the Democrats do it, when Ruth sent us, some radical group does it, we know who those people are. Why aren't they being prosecuted?
Roger, when we come back, I want to hit the abortion news. I want to hit the election news we mentioned, and I want to get into some of the other big things facing America. But just in 30 seconds, what is your overall prediction for the midterms? I think they're going to try to steal them again, no matter how big the landslide is.
That's not a question that I can handle in 30 seconds. Here's my answer to your question with a question. Will we have free, fair, transparent elections in 2022, or will we not? Let's hit it on the other side.
That's right. And we'll get more into 2,000 Mules, which we reviewed and played clips of last hour. So much more to cover with Roger Stone. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I want to thank you all who've been supportive, and I want to thank those who are going to be supportive because this is a fight for all our lives. People need to figure out this is life and death. Things are only going to get worse right now. This is the communist playbook you're witnessing right now, the shutdown of the country.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
These aren't just words, it's the truth. Let it sink in, marinate the fact that we are inside the global government corporate takeover, and humanity's waking up and fighting back. But now the public's more prone to be awoken than ever before. We have to take people to the next level. That's what we're doing here, and that's why I salute the audience of the most hardcore patriots on the planet that tune into this broadcast. The legendary political operative and former political prisoner, Roger Stone, joins us here. for one more segment. And I got a lot of huge news I'm going to hit next segment. Roger, the Supreme Court thing, all of it, Trump and these big races that he's been endorsing winning, that really, for me, chronicles and forecast not just a landslide, but a political realignment. And all the numbers show that. And everything this, the social engineers do is blowing up in their face. What are you worried about? What are you expecting them to try to pull when we see massive victory on the horizon in 181 days?
Well, obviously, the leaks from the Supreme Court were designed to throw all the cards in the air and reshuffle the deck for the 2022 elections. The left believes that this will energize their base, when in fact only 4% of Americans list abortion rights as their number one concern, particularly given the state of gas prices, food shortages, inflation, and lockdowns, not to mention the COVID-19 pandemic itself and how it's been handled. The energy on this issue is on the extremes, but there is no evidence that it actually motivates voters in the broad middle. Most Americans favor legal abortion. Most Americans are for a number of strong restrictions on that process. So I don't think this is going to work. One very interesting thing happened yesterday in the primaries that I take note of, and it'll get lost in the ashes. But in West Virginia, Alex Mooney, endorsed by Donald Trump, but utilizing the fact that his opponent, David McKinley, a rhino, voted for the establishment of the January 6th committee and voted for the infrastructure bill, a.k.a. the New Green Deal, was a killer in the primary. Two incumbents clashing against each other, thrown into the same district by redistricting. This is very, very significant because, for example, in New Jersey, in the 4th congressional district, Rhino Chris Smith has voted for the establishment of the January 6th committee, as well as voting for the Green New Deal, the infrastructure bill, and therefore is equally vulnerable to a challenge by Mike Crispy, an America First candidate, former commentator on Right Side Broadcasting, who's running a very strong campaign challenging a 42-year incumbent.
So more and more, it's not just Republicans that are going to beat Democrats. It's patriots replacing neocon rhinos and supporting the Jan 6 show trial now as a litmus test to defeat Republicans.
Well, not only that, but I think the average Republican, and certainly the candidates I'm supporting, are outraged that Kevin McCarthy is not talking about the loss of due process rights by the January 6th detainees, by the fact that most of them have already been incarcerated for a longer period that they would on average serve in a sentence for the crime in which they are charged, as Judge Napolitano pointed out on my show, The Stone Zone, the other day. So, no, winning a Republican majority in the House and the Senate is not going to change anything. It is only through the election of a cadre of 10 to 15 to 20 in the House, stout men and women like Mike Crispy, like Laura Loomer, like R.J. Majewski, like Scott Bow, like Scott Stevenson. I mean, there are candidates across the country who will stand up to the Republican leadership. In the Senate, you only need two or three. Jan Morgan in Arkansas, Jackson Lawmeyer in Oklahoma, Dr. Randy Grellner in Oklahoma.
And Roger, I want to go over these names, but I want to just slow down here and let it sink in. What you're saying is the key. If we get a group in Congress, if we get a caucus that is for real reform, it can be the swing vote and basically have power over Congress and then help lead and get more people elected in the general election as well. What you're saying is the strategy of victory. We just rely on Republican majorities, the neocons and globalists up there like Kevin McCarthy and, of course, Mitch McConnell are going to be able to continue to make deals and sabotage the situation with the deep state.
Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell do not have the balls to stand up to the radical socialists who are trying to destroy this country. By getting a subgroup of patriots elected in both houses, you can use that leverage simply by refusing to go along to drive changes in the leadership of both houses and to follow an aggressive pro-American, America First agenda. For example, the House Republicans need to move articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. We know from what we've seen in Hunter Biden's laptop that there's far more evidence that would be impeachable than any of the contrived crap they came up with against the President
Donald Trump. Don't we want Congress to make a big noise about 2,000 mules and the total proof of that organized crime as well? They need to be running on an investigation of 2020 with that evidence instead of running away from it. What, 80% of Republicans think it was stolen? Almost half of Democrats? I mean, this is a major issue. We shouldn't run away from it.
62% of Americans believe there was extensive fraud in the last election. The truth of it is, it's never been adjudicated. We can't sit here and say we're positive the election's stolen. What we can sit here and say is there's overwhelming evidence that it was stolen. Forensic, eyewitness, overwhelming evidence. But no court, no judicial body, no regulatory body has ever been willing to weigh the evidence. The left says, oh, the courts reject. No, they didn't reject our case. They rejected allowing us to hear our case. They rejected hearing our case. It's something very different. I liked 2,000 Mules. I'd like to have seen the address of the safe houses. I would like to have seen the names of the mules. I would like to have seen the documents connecting this to Stacey Abrams, nonprofit.
That's right. They should put out an addendum report, a text report and a video report, 20 minutes long, but just giving a snapshot.
This is powerful filmmaking. Make no mistake about it. I mean, Sebastian Gorka needs to affect a monocle, but other than that, it's powerful filmmaking, but the most riveting part is when you see the actual fraud going down. You can actually see it.
Well, let's not be mean to Gorka the gay whale. You know, I just don't like him supporting censorship. You know, but it doesn't matter. The film is powerful. It's important. Roger, in 2 minutes, what else is on your important radar screen?
Well, Alex, I do think that the left is getting increasingly hysterical and increasingly violent. These attacks on Catholic churches, these attacks on those who disagree, the tone of the demonstrations, which are illegal in themselves outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, they're ramping up the personal attacks on me. As I said earlier, it's very difficult to travel. Even going to the local grocery store can be dangerous. I appreciate the fact that although we must be vilified, millions of Americans love us, supported us, have donated to us, have helped me and my family in our legal struggle, in my wife's struggle with cancer. If it were not for the InfoWarriors audience and the Patriots and the America Firsters and those who are still ready to stand up for America, we wouldn't be here today. So you said it best. InfoWars need your support. I need your support. God bless you. If you can help us, we are the tip of the spear.
Absolutely right, Roger, and I really am glad you're doing your own daily show. We need more great patriots on air fighting and more people sharing the links and the information. Thank you, Roger Stone. Say hi to your wife for me.
God bless you.
It's good having dinner with you here in Austin. You haven't been here in a couple of years.
The best Chinese food I've ever had.
We love you, Roger. You're looking great, by the way. Thank you. They want to bring that man down. They want to bring us down. InfoWarsStore.com, StoneDefenseFund.com. All right. I have a lot more to cover, ladies and gentlemen, when we return. You want to see how the CIA and the Pentagon are recruiting domestic spooks to spy on you? You want to see the type of stuff they're putting out? Well, we're going to review some of it with one of these recruitment things they put out. On the other side, Ghost in the Machine, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. 563-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First communique, and we're going to be going over it here in a moment with the Wisconsin firebombing and more. But that ties into this. The CIA and the Pentagon for at least 20 years have been recruiting hardcore communists and pedophiles and just criminals in general. And it came out, last year that the CIA would only put pedophiles in charge of orphanages they controlled in Germany, when Germany was occupied still up until the 80s. That was mainstream news. And in Afghanistan, they would only put pedophiles in charge. That was mainstream news. They just chose pedophiles. They like pedophiles. That's who runs our country, pedophile lovers. And talk about smoking gun, that was just a footnote. And so they hire mentally ill criminals and pedophiles. And they hire people like Reality Winner and, you know, all these other people that are communist or whatever to do this, because they'll do anything. And they know the Justice Department will protect them while they terrorize everybody. And that's why this Pentagon CIA recruitment video goes to the machine, doesn't have a lot of voiceover, so I'll kind of give some narration to it, describes how they're these ghosts, not just paramilitary going out to kill people, but that they're going to sabotage everything, and that the battle now is in our phones, and the battle is censoring the American people. And so they're recruiting this army that'll shoot people, burn things down, and stage false flags. The only problem is the local police might bust them in the case of former journalist, big leftist, Antifa, charged with attacking Black Lives Matter and synagogues and things and having it blamed on the right wing. And even when he got caught and now charged, they don't make the point that it was false flag operations that he was running. And it gets almost no coverage. So that's what this ghost in the machine is the terrorist in the machine. And Rob, the other day, said, look at this. And as soon as he showed me the video, I said, oh, that's the Army PSYOPs patch is the ghost. And so now that ghost is working against you and your family. Now that ghost is making sure the power plants get shut down. That ghost is making sure the pipelines get shut down. That ghost is making sure the fentanyl comes across. And I can tell you, all the good people I know that have worked in those units and things are completely out of it and refusing to take jobs with it now. And the type of people they have in there are literally scum of the earth that can't even wipe their own asses. But they can cram ballots in ballot boxes. They can firebomb and blame it on us. They can shoot up attorney general's offices. They can go threaten Supreme Court justices at their houses. And because their bosses carried out Oklahoma City, their bosses carried out Waco, and their bosses want you dead and hate you and your family's guts. So just understand that and know that. And know the answer is exposing it and taking our government back. They want to cause a civil war. They're telling the left they're going to win the civil war. It's actually going to bring the country down, so we don't want a civil war or offensive violence. But we must defend ourselves because that's where all this is going. So be prepared to defend yourselves and try to fix things politically and spiritually now before it's too late. And then all you can do is defend yourself because you don't want to be taken to a FEMA camp. That's what the whole COVID lockdown's about. All of it is getting you ready for full-on total martial law and their own admissions and own words. So here is the several-minute-long trailer for the Pentagon and the CIA to recruit people to go around and terrorize the American people. Here it is. If your opponent is bad, you just seek irritated, tend to be weak, he may grow arrogant. Sun Tzu. And that's what the left does. Oh, we're just weak, we're pathetic.
As the world watches and listens in horror, the peaceful pro-democracy demonstration in China comes to a violent and bloody end. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this
And they pretend like, oh, look, we did good things in the past, now we're going to do something good this time. And who's pulling the strings? Any Americans that resisted are working for the Russians.
Hiding nearby.
Well, they're the globalists that have actually put China in power. Born from the ashes of a world at war. Here comes the CIA after you and your family. You'll find us in the shadows. Yeah, we know. Running child kidnapping rings. Torturing people to death. Funding radical Muslims, giving China all our secrets. We know what you're doing in the shadows. The threat rises in the East. Yeah, if you set it up. Democratic Party, a bunch of Chinese agents. Warfare is evolving. And it goes from people fighting thousands of years ago, the Huns, into the Internet today. And your smartphone. And all the world's a stage. Supposedly Putin manipulating things as puppet master.
There is another very important phase of warfare. It has as its target not the body, but the mind of the enemy.
The target of psychological warfare is against the enemy's mind.
It is words and ideas.
Ammunition used by cyborg.
Who's at war with America, our own government? Who's dismantling everything? Who's telling us we're evil?
The thoughts of the enemy soldier.
And at the same time, is expected and encouraged to study foreign languages and the social sciences such as history, economics, and sociology. He must have a broad and sympathetic understanding of all phases of human experience.
Oh, you're the liberals. You're good. You'll now kill the people that don't agree. The next phase of censorship is death. Killing us.
The use of this force as an integral part of combat has now taken on new form.
We are everywhere. Yeah, molesting children, shipping in drugs, sabotaging America. This is the Extinction Rebellion. taking over the CIA. A feeling in the dark. Then they show footage of Soros overthrowing Ukraine 8 years ago. Put on your mask. Join the globalists and bring down America with critical race theory and transgenderism. Starve millions to death in Iraq. Psy war.
These are the Psy war soldiers.
And we are the Americans. We are the resistance. Our government is compromised. Our government has been hijacked. Our government is run by enemies of the Republic. You'd have to be an idiot with no brain cells not to know that. And the litmus test is critical race theory and transgenderism to run out all the good people out of the military and convert it over to a pure army of trash. Same thing, taking over local police departments, not to defund them, but to get control of them to be political officers. And Soros already has most of the people in local government under his control. The city attorneys, the county attorneys, the district attorneys, the local courts. And now they're going to sew up their operation and got their intimidation forces running around attacking people. And there's almost no media coverage because they're doing the Lord's work. Then we get this. A first communique from James Revenge for attacking pro-life facilities and firebombing them. This is not a declaration of war. War has been upon us for decades. Oh, not being able to kill babies is war on you. Our war, which we did not want. Oh, no, you didn't. And did not provoke. Oh, sure, you're not attacking anybody. Too long have we been attacked for asking the basic medical care. Too long have we been shot, bombed, and forced into childbirth without consent. That's right. All birth is slavery. This was only a warning. We demand the disbanding of all anti-choice establishments. We got to do what you say, right? Fake clinics. Oh, people that actually try to get women to come in and have the baby and help them financially. You can't have people talk to women and have free speech. What nice people can't have fake clinics and violent anti-choice groups within the next 30 days. This is not a mere difference of opinion. Oh, yeah, right. This is Antifa. As some have framed it. We are literally fighting for our lives. We will not sit still while we are killed and forced into servitude while they're killing the babies. We have run thin on patience and mercy, like it did for the babies, for those who seek to strip us of what little autonomy we have left. As you continue to bomb clinics and assassinate doctors, who's been bombing or assassinating doctors in decades, with impunity, so too shall we adopt increasingly extreme tactics to maintain freedom over our own bodies. Yeah, so you can sell the babies for medical experiments. We are forced to adopt the minimum military requirement for political struggle. Again, this was only a warning. Next time, the infrastructure of the enslavers will not survive. Medical imperialism will not face a passive enemy. This is communists that work for the globalists. Wisconsin is the first flashpoint, but we are all over the U.S., and we will issue no further warnings. We will not stop. We will not back down, nor will we hesitate to strike until the inalienable right to manage our own health is returned to us. So pro-lifers can't go out and try to save babies even peacefully, or you'll kill them. What a group of terrorists.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.